Hi, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech execs worldwide, and our subject today is expanding minds. Before we get to that, I have a very important message for you. Less than 24 hours from the time this episode is going live, I'm holding my first free live session. I'm going to talk about some concepts from my upcoming book. It's still a bit far in the distance, but I'm working on it, and I'm going to share some thoughts and value from the first chapter, and I'd love you to join. It's called You Don't Need a Tech Strategy, and it also has a free live Q&A session. So do join us. I'd love to see you there. There's a link in the show notes. Now, to our regularly scheduled programming, let's talk about expanding mind. It just so happens that I was talking yesterday to someone who has lived in the past in more than a handful of countries. And we were talking about how different experiences change how we see things, how we help our kids understand more things as they see more countries, see more cultures. And at the end of the discussion, we reached a point where we said that expanding minds seems to be a one-way street. Once you've helped someone see something that they didn't know exist before, they cannot unsee it. You cannot fold back their conscious mind or whatever. Once we make someone enlightened, even a bit, they are now enlightened for good. And I find that this is something that is actually very motivational. When you're looking at your team and you're considering how you're going to be investing in their growth, in helping them move forward, and trying to think of how you should help them as their manager, as the leader. How do you set up an organization that truly, genuinely expands people's minds and help them grow? So to do that, I think you need to realize that there's a lot of value in pushing people outside of their comfort zones and helping them see what else is out there, even if the experiment just helps them realize they don't like what's out there. Just being aware of it is helpful. It makes them more of a well-rounded character in your company and for them in their career. So how do you do that? For example, are you giving people enough chances to step up to roles they never did before? It might be someone taking on more responsibility as an IC, you know, going from an engineer to senior to principal, whatever. It might be about taking on managerial responsibilities. Are you open to people doing their first management roles in your company? And when they're doing that, are you helping them? Are you truly coaching them to do that role? And are you open to them realizing 6 months later they don't like that? But there's also other parts here. Are you open for them to try other things? Some of the best product managers I've worked with, for example, are ex-software engineers. Because having seen how the sausage is made really helps them when it comes to directing other engineers and seeing how that works, and actually also bringing some of the analytics/scientific viewpoint to product management. That's very helpful for some types of products of some areas of products. And doing that really can expand people's minds. You can really help them see new things. But it doesn't stop there. Are you helping people get out of their comfort zone, out of their bubbles, and see what else is going on? So for example, if you've ever worked with more than a couple of medium engineers, you know, people who are not junior and not senior, they're just in the sweet spot where they're productive, but they're not just senior yet, you've seen that there are various patterns that seem to be repeating themselves. For example, they can be more of a committed fan, let's say that way, to specific frameworks, specific languages. You know, that's the only way to do something. They're a bit more dogmatic than pragmatic. Or they're trying to shove whatever new thing they learned everywhere. For me, there was a stage where I was trying to put everything into a handful of design patterns I really liked, that sort of stuff. Or if you're not doing complete TDD, test-driven development, then you're obviously doing things wrong. I used to be there. And eventually you become more well-rounded and you learn that there are other ways to do that. But how do you learn that? How do you get that growth? You can just wait for, you know, 3-4 years to pass. You can wait for them to switch companies and see how other things are being done. Or you can take the reins and help them right now. Are you arranging enough of exposure for them with the outside world? Are they going to conferences, speaking at conferences? Are you hosting meetups? Are you investing in their own growth? So are they going to trainings? Are you having experiments within the company, for example, in your intermissions or as experiments in your processes to do things in ways that might seem counterintuitive? Some of them might work, some of them might not. But the important thing is you're always learning from them. The next iteration is going to be even better because you are all learning together. You're all expanding your minds. And if you do that, if you take some time right now to think about how you're actively working to expand people's minds, to invest in their growth, well, take an hour. It's going to be an hour that has a tremendous return on investment. Because first of all, as a leader, I think this is part of your role, but it is so satisfying, so gratifying to help your people grow, to see them become better, to see how they become the real managers they can be, the best engineers they can be, to fully live up to their potential. But, you know, it doesn't all have to be altruistic. There's a lot of nice things in it for the company as well, right? We're talking about tripling impact per engineer. I just started the episode with that. That's how you get there. You help your people grow. You expand their mindset so they know what product people are doing, what marketing is doing, what sales are doing. They're not just waiting for the JR ticket to tell them what to do. They've had to work with other people, and now they know how to do those things with the right context in mind. They've been expanded. They've been enlightened. You can do that. And if you do that, you start creating an engineering organization that's actually worth leading, because life is too short. I was just in a concert last week. Eros Ramazzotti came to Israel, and he has a line. I keep saying, right, you keep hearing me say life is too short. So he has a line that says, life is too short to not go through it running. You need to be running, not just walking, not just lazily looking what's going on. Life is too short for that. Start running. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. I'm reminding you once more, you have less than 24 hours to sign up for my live session. Link is in the show notes. If you have any questions or comments, my email is in the show notes as well. And if you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives. And it's also where you could have signed up for the live session more than 24 hours ahead of time, because that's where people hear about these things first. So do check it out. Thank you. Talk soon.